We're here at podtech.net. We're at the CES show. We're here at the Yahoo booth with David Riemer, who's Vice President of Marketing for Yahoo. Yahoo, pretty big exhibit here today, had a keynote speech from the CEO. Yahoo's a very cool company, doing a lot of great stuff with social media, podcasting, user-generated content, great search engine, number one on the web. CES, it's a gadget show. I mean, how are you involved in this?
Yeah, well, it seems like this is the year of the internet companies at CES, because what we've realized is you've got all these incredible devices, and people now are so reliant on the internet for all this content that they live and die for, and they want to get it in other places. They don't just want to get it when they're sitting at their computer. And we figured if we didn't spend some time thinking about that and delivering on it, then we weren't serving our users. We have 400 million people who want to get their stuff wherever they are, so that's why we're here.
So I was interviewing Morgan Freeman yesterday at the Intel announcement. And they talk about Yahoo Music and entertainment. Well, Yahoo is an entertainment company as well as a search engine. Entertainment, is that big for Yahoo, and where's that going with you guys?
Yeah, well, it's really huge for us because we have lots of different forms of entertainment on Yahoo. Everything from, at the keynote this morning, we had Tom Cruise play the new Mission Impossible trailer for everybody. And that's a big part of how people get content. They look at movie trailers on Yahoo. And they can call up any trailer they want. They don't have to wait for a commercial to see the trailer for a movie they might be interested in. We have music videos. More people stream music videos on Yahoo than anywhere. We did 5 billion streams of music videos. That's more than the music television networks get by and large, because people can get what they want when they want it. We have Flickr content. After the bombings in London, those terrible bombings, people actually found out about it soonest from the people who took camera photos and then uploaded them to Flickr, and then Flickr was the best place to find out what was going on. So you've got user-generated content, you've got music videos, you've got movie trailers, and then we're doing new things now, like we just covered the Howard Stern Day of Liberation or whatever that was a week or two ago. So lots of different kinds of content, and we just try and pull it all together for our users.
A lot of people are always talking about Google, because Google this, Google that, but people don't know. I mean, Yahoo was the first big brand of the internet, Internet 1.0. Everyone's talking about Internet 2.0, Web 2.0. The internet's growing up, Yahoo's growing up. This is, they're doing a lot of stuff. Where is Yahoo going in the next couple of years? Obviously, serving users and being the best place to find content, but you talked about entertainment. Where are you guys going?
Right. Well, let's talk about Web 2.0. I mean, I think we're very well positioned to deliver a great experience for users in the world of Web 2.0. And like for your listeners, I'm sure most of them know what Web 2.0 is, but if they don't, it's really about users generating content and users coming up with the connections and generating the stuff that people spend time on. Because we have so much community on Yahoo, because we have over 80 million people sharing passions over Yahoo groups, because we have so many different people using Yahoo Mail and Messenger and Flickr and all these community kinds of applications, and because we have ratings and reviews, so much of what people spend their time reading about on Yahoo isn't from editors for major publications, they're from users. So if I'm an 18-year-old kid, I probably want to know what another 18-year-old kid thinks of, King Kong. Should I go see King Kong, or should I pass on? I want to find out what my generation, my community thinks about it. That's all user-generated. It's all Web 2.0. Because we have that community, we think we're incredibly well-positioned, more so than everybody, including the guys you just mentioned, because we have more of those types of communities than anybody in the world.
So talk about users going direct through Yahoo. I mean, Yahoo's providing a direct service for content. Hollywood is kind of going to this direct model. Tom Cruise at your keynote. You had some Hollywood guys at the Intel keynote. I mean, doesn't the internet is taking down this middleman? I mean, people are going direct, no editors, no overscripted messaging. I mean, isn't the internet changing how people consume?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. There's definitely going to be a lot of content that doesn't go through the major media machine. Flickr example was one great example. Your podcast is another example. All other podcasts, blogs, all of that stuff is stuff that, as you know, is what's making people are spending a lot of time spending time with. That said, the big studios, the big people who make great content are also using the medium for a variety of different purposes. You're seeing the CBSs of the world talking about deals. We downloaded some CBS shows at the end of 2005. You're going to hear about a lot of other content deals. So the whole spirit of this is that people want to get content when they want it. They don't want to have to wait for stuff. They don't want to have to wait to see a trailer. They don't want to have to go to the theater to see a movie maybe. If they can get it when they want over the internet, then that's great, and it's great for the people who make that content too. It's just another distribution channel for the big media companies.
One of the big things in this show, its theme is mobility, obviously, and you're hearing it all around from the big players, Intel and others, putting the user in control. Talk about mobility, mobile computing, mobile user interface, and talk about personalization and where Yahoo's playing there.
Great question. There's 2 billion people in the world who have a mobile device. There's maybe 900 million, I think those are the numbers, who have PCs. There are places in the world where people never have an internet experience over a computer, and they'll only have an internet experience over a phone. And there'll be plenty of places where people will do both. And we all know how reliant we all are on the phone. So the bottom line is, if we can't get people the stuff they want over a phone, then our whole industry is missing a huge opportunity. So we're doing deals with Motorola, we're doing deals with Nokia to install applications on the phone that make them better able to receive our content, right? I mean, a screen is small, a phone screen is small. So how do you make all of this cool stuff that we do work on a little screen? By putting this software application, that's what Yahoo Go is about, Yahoo Go Mobile, you put the software application on the phone, it optimizes the device so you can have your My Yahoo, for example, on your phone in a real easy to use experience.
Real seamless for the users. I mean, let's talk about Yahoo and trust. Users trust Yahoo, not only for search, great search, and now user generated content in the search, but for their consumption, their entertainment, Yahoo Finance. You've got a completely integrated entertainment back end and everything's great. Talk about where you're going with the TiVo announcement, and obviously everyone loves TiVo, who time shifts like me. My kids love it. It's great. I mean, TiVo is kind of a hallmark of what home has done. Talk about TiVo and Yahoo.
Right. Well, what underpins everything, bridging our mobile conversation a minute ago to TiVo, is people have already invested a lot of time, usually on the computer, getting their preferences, getting their favorites, putting their email accounts in, their music preferences, whatever it is. I just want to get it from lots of different places. So TiVo's one place to get it. So I get up in the morning, I'm watching the news, and I don't want to wait till 25 minutes after the hour to find out what the weather is before I go off to work. I actually ride my bike to work sometimes, and wouldn't it be nice to know whether I'm going to get soaked or not? So with TiVo, one of the new applications we can get through TiVo is I can pull up the weather, and I can find out in a matter of seconds what the weather is in my area, and then go right back to watching the local news or whatever I was doing. I can also pull up traffic through TiVo. Another great thing that we're doing with TiVo is we've got a photos application. In our keynote this morning, Ellen DeGeneres was cracking jokes about pictures on your phone that are so small that you can't tell whether it's a picture of your wife or your shoe. And the idea of this is we can get photos off the phone, and then on an application like TiVo, you can run a slideshow on your TiVo in the biggest monitor you have in the house. You don't have to gather your friends and family around a tiny computer or a phone to see it. You can show your photos right through the TiVo connection. You need the TiVo 2 to do it, and it's just a great application.
It's just a great example of innovation and user experience. It's fantastic. We're here with David Riemer of Yahoo, Vice President of Marketing. You also organized this event here at CES. CES is a huge production for the folks who have never been here. It's huge. 130,000 people. We're outside. It's a huge display, the keynote speech. Can you summarize for the folks who didn't make it, who haven't come to the Yahoo group? Obviously, you got podcasts on the site. What's how do you encapsulate this into a message?
Well, so for the best way to someone to actually learn more about this is to go, here's the plug, go.yahoo.com, and that's where they actually can get a link to the podcast of the keynote. And in the keynote, you can see our CEO, Terry Semel, talk about the vision of Yahoo. You can hear about our executives talking about the products, and you can hear from Ellen DeGeneres and Tom Cruise. So that's a great way to find out about it. Really, the scope of the thing, what we wanted to do is we created an exhibit where we created what we called the tent house on the site, right across from the exhibit halls, and in it we created the rooms of four celebrities: Ellen DeGeneres's living room, exhibits garage, and a couple of Jeremy Piven's spa and that sort of thing. And we created their rooms and showed how all of these technologies blend into your life. So we showed how you could look at the TiVo in Ellen DeGeneres' bedroom and on, and we showed all these applications throughout the house. So we tried to bring the humanity to it because Yahoo is so much known for doing things that consumers can relate to. We tried to make this thing as tangible as possible for people.
And the message at CES for Yahoo out there in terms of like the bumper sticker, what's the bumper sticker for Yahoo here?
I think the short answer is Yahoo is now available beyond the browser, beyond the PC. So if you want to get to the stuff that you love on Yahoo, and if you're not a Yahoo user, you want to get to your stuff, sign up with Yahoo, do some things with Yahoo, and they will now be available on your phone, on your television, and even on your PC when you're not opening a browser, because we built some desktop applications on the PC so you can get right to your stuff without even opening a browser.
Great stuff, Yahoo, great user interface for users for over 10 years, Web 1.0 now leading the way, Web 2.0. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity to tell you about it.